coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, yesterday I spoke about my profession as an investigator. When you look at a homicide scene or some ugly scene, you look at the granular level details, you look at every detail, but you also must look at the macro picture. And Steve Quayle is a master of the macro picture because both avenues do intersect and they take you to the bottom line. And again, Steve Quayle is a master of the bottom line. And there's a question today, I think, that we'll title the program as such, that I think everyone should be asking themselves and taking a look at. And this is the macro view. The macro view, while everything else is at a granular level, the macro view is, why are the globalists so damn determined to take this, to take us, to take the world, to take humanity to World War III? That's the question. With me is Steve Quayle. Before I get to Steve, I just want to mention this. Folks, if you haven't done so already, and if you have a dog, especially a dog, a cat, Nupro, N-U-P-R-O, Nupro, N-U-P-R-O. Let me tell you something. This is a supplement, okay, a nutritional supplement for your best furry friend. And if you want something that really, really, really keeps them healthy, Nupro, that's N-U-P-R-O, that's where to go. The link will be in the program description box. And I believe in the product so much. Lady does as well. Lady, the studio dog, and of course, our adopted dog, foster dog, golden retriever does. I'm telling you what, it really works. Nupro, N-U-P-R-O, fantastic product for animals, dogs, cats, hey, gerbils, even. Eric the Tech.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. He sprinkles it on his Rice Krispies in the morning. All right. Without further ado, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And by the way, folks, go to gen6.com, qfiles.tv, or stevequayle.com, the center hub for all of the others. And make sure you get Lies of Men and Gods, the DVD. It will educate you beyond belief. Make sure you sign up for Steve's private briefings. I'm going to tell you what. If you are without private briefings from Steve Quayle, you're missing out on so much, and it's worth every penny that it costs you, and that's private briefings of the Q Files. So I love it. That to me is required for show prep. So with that, Steve Quayle, Steve. So what's the deal with the globalists? What the heck is going on? We've got, real quick, I saw the numbers. Despite what you hear in the mainstream media, some 400,000, roughly, Ukrainian soldiers and civilians dead from this war. 60,000 Russians. Now, you listen to the mainstream media, you think that Russia's getting their butts kicked, and Russia can't do a damn thing. And by the way, everyone's hoping to overthrow Putin, but the situation is, you think Putin is bad, well, wait until you see his successor. But anyway, Steve, to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you for allowing me to speak to your audience today, this Thursday, and it's January 26th. First of all, everyone who's convinced of a false narrative now is real against a COVID-19 lockdown, shutdown, and mass murder, and seeing still the same liars repeating the same lies over and over again, even in the face of massive truths coming forth from official records of how many people died, of the gain of function with the Wuhan virus, with all of the different announcements by the Gates of Hell crew that, hey, if you think COVID's bad, wait until the next thing we release. And ladies and gentlemen, today I want to just start the show out with saying I categorically reject the false, bogus, bull manure narrative against President Putin, against Medvedev, and against Lavrov of Russia, that they have, they're somehow the evil empire trying to destroy the United States, when just in the last 24 hours, the Germans have admitted they're at full war against Russia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, President Putin, I want to make it clear, the United States has gone communistic. We are a Marxist poster child for communism. You've watched the false narrative. Everybody who swore to the authenticity of the Russian dossier was a liar. They're a perjurer, yet there's no punishment for perjurers. And in case people haven't figured out, I'm going to tell you the biggest secret in the world. The intelligence community is a country, is an entity unto its own. It doesn't need funding from the federal budget. It's got its billions, if not trillions, stashed all over the world. But I categorically reject that Putin's an evil man. Putin's an evil man. Putin's an evil man. Number one, he loves his country more than Joe Biden hates ours. Let that sink in. President Putin loves his country more than Biden hates ours. This next thing, we have watched the Russian foreign minister. By the way, Doug, being intelligent, you can listen to what, supposedly your enemies are. And the Bible teaches specifically Christians, listen, the children of this world are wiser in their generation, the children of light. And it's a good thing that it was bad enough that people don't think, but no place in the Word of God does it say that when you come to Jesus, you got to quit critically thinking, you got to quit interacting with the world, and you just basically go on in the oblah-di, oblah-da, life goes on. We are at war. So President Putin instituted just measures, set a floor on gold at $1,600, said agriculture is going to be in the basket of commodities. The ruble became the strongest currency literally overnight. Well, the United States' currency is being abandoned. He absolutely told the West, look, you guys, demonstrated the West, here's our weapon systems. They're not defeatable, which is true. And Doug, I want to thank you for the private briefings, because the private briefings, I would think if anybody's reading those who's a subscriber, it's by only, I think we're only keeping the subscription open this year, January and February. Anybody who's got a subscription, well, obviously it will be honored. But the coming weeks, we're going to have a special report on the third secret of Fatima. And I don't know if you know this, this has everything to do with Russia. They are absolutely, the Catholic hierarchy. Now, I want to make it clear, I'm not a Catholic basher, never have. A lot of friends are Catholics. But what I'm talking about is the Luciferian element that has taken over the Vatican, and also that's going to produce the last pope, Peter the Roman, Petrus Romanus, and that amount of what has been released, I don't know if you knew this, Doug, but the Catholic Church has released the third secret of Fatima. Were you aware of that?
You know, I was, and I'm also aware, too, of the internal corruption that's there. I don't want to take away from what you're saying, but posthumously, sorry about that, Benedict the 16th book came out just this week, and it's an interesting read that does make some accusations against the Vatican itself and against the people inside. I don't know whether you saw that, but yes, I'm aware about the third secret. Go ahead.
And what we're going to be doing is only available. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I believe people will pay attention to what they pay for. I also have a statement. If you don't pay attention, pay attention. You're going to pay for your lives, pay with your lives. And I'm sorry, Doug, but we're at a point, getting back to Russia now, and I'll get, remind me, please, before the podcast's over, to deal with Third Secret of Fatima. The important thing is understanding that, ladies and gentlemen, from the beginning, the United States has broken every agreement, including the Potsdam Agreement, that goes back to World War II. Every single agreement we made with Russia, we've broken. Now, if you don't think God's got an issue with truce breakers, he's got very specific language in the Word of God about truce breakers. If you think the blood of the innocents that we in America have called collateral damage, of the Iraqi, the Iranians, the Afghanis, every place that we've perpetuated war. Now, listen, I love the country that was. I no longer understand the country that is, except it's given into and over to judgment. Doug, probably the reason why so many people, and I'll just be blunt, are haters of me is because I'm speaking the word of the Lord that he gave me 30 years ago. I haven't changed. And that the day that I used to say would come is now here. I'll give you an example. When we were talking 30 years ago, and you and I weren't talking then, but when I'm talking to some of the people that are your audience that have been with me that long, I said the day would come because the Air Force declared war on the living God. They kicked out Christian chaplains. They kicked out pastors. And they actually ran ads for warlocks, witches, pagans, pagan priests, druids, and on it went. My specific statement then, and ladies and gentlemen, I know what I say, and I own my words. I said there will come a time when America will need its Air Force, and their planes will drop out of the sky. Drop out of the sky. The F-35, the biggest disaster in the history of aviation. By the way, I know engineers who worked on it. I know the electronics designers of it. And sure, they don't tell me secret stuff. But hey, brother, if you went to a garage and you had a punch list of 15,000 items to repair what are known defects, my guess is, Doug, you'd dump the car and get a new vehicle, wouldn't you? That would be called a lemon.
Yeah.
So what I want people to get out of this today is, look, we're watching right now. The West has openly admitted that it's at full, unrestricted warfare with Russia. We hear, oh, the Russians are losing this, the Russians are losing that. The Russians, and let me share this, the Russians have demonstrated their Zircon missile. They've demonstrated and shown the West they really do possess Poseidon 100 megaton nuclear weapons. They have shown to the West that their S-500 systems and S-550 systems, those are anti-missile systems, are unlike anything in the world. So when President Putin says there's nothing the West has that can stand against it, And when Medvedev, who, by the way, I happen to like that guy because he's a bottom liner, and I think that Americans believe the bullshit. I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that word. We are facing nuclear first strike capabilities right now, and positioning of the Admiral Gorsakov, which is a missile cruiser with hypersonic nuclear weapons that are in the Bermuda waters. We're facing the situation off of Kauai, which is a Pacific Missile Theater range, which is basically the eyes, ears, and everything that goes on in PACCOM, Pacific Communications. And we're seeing Russian spy ships there. And I want people to understand something. Basic thinking, Russian spy ships, Russian submarines. I do not want people to get the wrong idea. But when you tell the truth in America, it's propaganda. When you sit and listen to those vomit brokering, murderous, mother destructive haters of all mankind, that's mainstream press, by the way, continuing to pass off the false narrative of you need to get a new vaccination, you need to get this, you need to get that, and not one of them the talking heads will tell the truth because they're all scripted by Lucifer himself. You guys, the greatest script writers in the world are those that hell has produced and the fallen angel scribe world. And I'll get to that maybe later if we run out of time. But let me ask this. Here's where I'm stumbling right now. Yesterday, that same missile frigate, the Gorshkov, shut down for 34 seconds cell phones, satellite communications, and had complete electromagnetic dominance over the entire East Coast. Were you familiar with that, Doug?
You know, no.
Okay.
I did hear something to that effect, but I didn't attribute it to that carrier. Go ahead, right. That ship.
Yeah. If you'll remember, when the Russian missile barrage was going against Kiev and the different areas in the Ukraine, our early warnings, our AWACS craft didn't work. They didn't see it coming. Our satellites were blinded. They didn't see it coming. So in the world of electromagnetic weaponry dominance, the Russians have demonstrated multiple times they shut down the Donald S. Cook. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm fighting for today are your lives. What I'm fighting for today is the truth. I cannot stop God's judgment, but I can say this, nor would I. I can only say that in the last 24 hours, without going any personal details, it's been a long time since I woke up weeping in the morning. Actually, I can't even remember how long ago. Today was different. Today, such a sense of how close we are to the nuclear devastation in the United States of America. Now, look, Doug, as you know, one of the guys started the prep business. My whole basis in those years when I started the prep business, survival, if you want to call it, whatever, was to, you know, in those days, the Cold War was on and preparing people for nuclear war. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we have in the U.S. military is being spent, wasted in the Ukraine. We're hearing generals saying, we're running out of stuff. You heard the stories of 51,000 Javelin missiles, man pads, anti-tank weapons sold to the Ukraine. Actually, not sold, given that they sold them. You watched $100 billion of the U.S. military state-of-the-art equipment abandoned in Afghanistan. And who would have thought it was prepositioned for a future sale? Well, those of us who are, quote, conspiracy theorists, the level of lies that come out of our mass media, I despise the lies. I despise the people like Fauci. I despise the people that are mass murderers, the CDC, Center for Disease Creation. Now you can call it Childhood Death Center or Childhood Death Command, the National Institute of Hell. Everybody lied, and everybody lies, everybody dies. And they're not going to quit vaccinating. Now we're hearing, Doug, of everything. But again, I want to stay on the situation with Russia. You have one of the most seasoned, they do, not we. Russia has one of the most seasoned diplomats in the history of, I believe, Russia or the United States. And that is Minister Lavrov, Lavrov. He's gone around saying, look, it doesn't have to be this way. But how would we feel? And I mean, this is really critical. How would you guys feel if everything that Russia had, which by the way is probably true now, is in Cuba or Venezuela just waiting for the launch command? The United States cannot respond in less than 5 minutes. Russia can launch in less than one. And for the record, what they showed yesterday, and listen, this is science. You cannot get a fix on a projectile without satellite sensing or radar sensing. And when you can shut all that stuff down, do you really want to go and generate nuclear war? And that's what I am so against, Doug, is the fact that we are at that point. Russia stated yesterday clearly, and those of you that don't understand DU, do I have another letter of the alphabet? But DU, depleted uranium or beryllium, it's not that Americans are brilliant. They don't understand that beryllium and DU used in some of the heavy projectiles, i.e. bullets, rounds, and any explosive type projectile, warhead, 155 millimeter howitzers, etc., is considered by Russia, and rightly so, to be a dirty nuclear device. And they told us yesterday, Duggan, did you see this? They will respond. They consider it a nuclear attack if we use it. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. And you know, people better pay attention to what is going on, but is going unreported. Go ahead.
Well, I think, too, that, it doesn't matter if it's the words by Germany, which is really pronounced, hello, you're going to freeze to death. And Berlin, you guys want to have the biggest ice skating rink in the world as you turn to the sea of glass? Welcome. And by the way, we heard stories on private briefings, Doug. There's nothing like it in the world. That's not bragging, but nobody goes into the detail. And it's not because people say, oh, you think you know everything. No, but I know the people that know a lot.
And I just want to echo that because, again, folks, this platform could disappear at any time. You really want to engage. You want to subscribe to Steve Quayle's private briefings. You really do. You will not, I guarantee you will not be sorry, because the information contained therein, you're not going to find elsewhere. And if you do, it'll be months, days, weeks, months, even years later. So thank you, Steve, for what you do for that. Go ahead.
Well, I'm blessed and I'm grateful. Now, let me make this clear. Back to Russia. It's a total false narrative. We, the United States, are the one that initiated the first talk of nuking Russia. Whether it's that vacuously empty brain of, in my opinion, of Lindsey Graham, whether it's the speaking without knowledge or the pompous, King Kong-like appeal of the pentagram. I no longer call the Pentagon. It's gone. Now we have the pentagram. We have the most occult-based government in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking, and Doug, this makes me so crazy. I'm talking human sacrifice of innocent children. I'm talking beyond adrenochrome. I'm talking Luciferian initiation. Now, how can I say that? Well, simply, God at the right time gave us the ability to basically read the fallen angel glyphs and read the communications, because they broadcast them as carrier signals on normal airwaves. So in essence, people say, well, how do you get that stuff? Simple. They use the technology of mankind against mankind, and they insert their messages in it. Now, I want to make this clear. The Russians are vindicated, and I'm just going to tell you that the course that the West, that would be the United States, Great Britain, and NATO, and whoever else is, siding with the West, and they assume something. Brother Doug, as an investigator, have you ever had an assumption proven wrong?
Sadly, yes.
Okay. How about this? Here's where we all can say amen. Even if you don't know Jesus yet, and you better, is that everyone has had unrealistic expectations based on hope of behavior from something or something. Everybody has experienced a false hope or a real hope basically coming to naught. Is that a first statement?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now we're saying in the West, Russia's not serious. And by the way, I issued a challenge. I'm not a smartass, but I am saying this. Anyone who's 4-star that wants to come on, and they can pick a forum, I will talk to them. Fortunately, I know a lot of 4-stars in the past, and I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're being lied to. There is no defense in this country. What's going to happen when the narco-terrorist gangs, when the Chinese and the Russians are here, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that's burning in my heart that absolutely I couldn't escape the tears this morning was the fact that the United States is going to cease to exist. How can you tell me, with nothing to defend the homeland, the attack on the American serviceman and woman, the destruction of the U.S. military under the abomination of desolation, and that's a really interesting name he chose, because the Obama nation has brought us to desolation. I remember, Doug, when we were first talking about that on your show during, you know, his rule and reign of destroying the country.
Yeah.
America's the greatest nation in the world, and we're going to change all that. Remember that?
I do. And to your point, again, just so people understand how serious this is, if you can switch to the doc cam, U.S. to increase artillery ammunition production by 500% for Ukraine. This was published, I think, yesterday or... I think it was yesterday or this morning from Zero Hedge, antiwar.com was the original source on this. So what you're saying, okay, this is proving out, and this goes into the assets held by Russia versus the United States. So you're absolutely right. So I didn't mean to take you off track, but
you're not.
You know, just to show people that this information is out there if you look for it. But again, it's a lot easier to subscribe to Private Briefings and to listen to this program as well. But anyway, go ahead, sir.
Well, again, you know, the West wrongly believes, well, they just don't feel, and sound like all my pussies, and I'm sorry for using that word, emailers. Well, listen, Doug, American masculinity has disappeared. And again, for the record, talking 30 years ago about xenoestrogens, in other words, the chemical emasculation of men in America has taken place.
Yeah, you know, you were one of the very first people to introduce me to that. And I have to tell you this, somebody had reminded me back in the early 80s in a couple of different states where men who were accused of sexual assaults were actually chemically castrated, okay, as part of their sentence. And I had forgotten about that. So, but you had introduced that whole process of the feminization of the demasculation of the American male. So I guess congratulations.
No, I guess what's sad about it is that when the Word of God, and I'm telling everybody, if you've never opened your Bible for any reason, all that Christian stuff, I don't want it. That's all crazy. They've been saying Jesus is going to come for thousands of years. Where is he? You'd better understand that in one instant, your attitude is going to meet eternity. It's a very powerful statement, Doug, because there's no second chances. You know, there are just no second chances. I'm reading something that I want people to understand. And this was sent to me by Science Guy, who's already established his bona fides in writing in the Private Briefings. But he just sent me this in real time. That's why you see me staring off. Pandora's box is now open, and the calls by Russian citizens to nuke Berlin and London and Brussels and Washington, D.C. will become a reality shortly. Based on the background chatter on the Western military side, they say, well, we'll just have a bigger spring offensive and keep rolling into Russia. Oh, can I say something, ladies and gentlemen? 75 seconds and D.C. disappears. 90 seconds and New York disappears. Brussels, Great Britain, London. London Bridge isn't falling down. It's going to go down. And this isn't scare tactics. When you take out the complete coverage of the eyes in the sky, settled, by the way, in any weapons training program, The first thing you want to cut off is your command, your control, and your communication. I've never been in the military, never taken a dollar from the government, never been paid by anyone. But God saw to it that some very smart people, very high ranking, who loved Jesus, taught me for over 5 years and brought me into a world I never knew existed. That's the last time I even want to deal with that. Now, listen to this. Based on the background chatter, and Doug, this is in real time. As we're on recording this podcast, this is in real time, okay? So today is whatever, June 26th. Based on the background chatter...
Wait a second. Just so people know, it's January 26th. I wish it was June.
Oh, I'm January. Sorry. Did I say... Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. I stand corrected.
That's all right, brother. I don't know what day it is. Most of it, month, day, or year. Yeah. So,
I hope I didn't do that to you because I have a really bad attitude that reflects in that, but I'll let you take credit for that. I mean, yesterday, I'm just a day behind. Based on the background chatter and Russian emergency action messages, their system, they are in fact preparing for their first and fully complete nuclear strike and wiping out the ability of the West to launch nuclear weapons against Russia. Doug, I want people to hear that. And to the people that I know that are repeating to me, they said, Steve, this has never happened before. And my answer to those guys is, yeah, the Cold War was a cold war. This is a hot war. That's why we're seeing stuff. Well, how can you know that? Simple. Because God is pleading with this nation. It's going down, Doug. Again, I love my country, but tell me, what do you recognize, this is rhetorical, that still exists of mercy, of justice, of freedom, when you've got the most powerful people in the country all lying, all bearing false witness? Can it be said that there's any truth in the land? I don't think so. So go ahead.
No, I know you said it was rhetorical, but no. Notice how quickly that happened. How quickly things changed over the last really. I know we could spread this out over 100 years or longer, but how quickly things have changed for the worse. How time, and we talk about this off air, how time, it's almost like time is speeding up, and everything is happening now that you had talked about years ago. So go ahead, sir.
The tragedy is, and this is truly, look, I wish I could have done a lot of other stuff. I know that I'm not beating myself up, but I tried to be faithful to the call of Jesus Christ, whom I owe everything to. And what I want people to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not worried about me. I'm at peace with my Savior. I'm at peace with the fact that God loves me. I'm at peace when I draw my last breath. And if people had their way over the last several weeks, it would have been my last breath. That read between the lines. But the bottom line is, and I love that word, because when it all comes down, Doug, we're fighting for the last moments of life that literally hundreds of millions of people will have. Does that maybe tell you a little bit about responsibility? If I could get Eric to put up the scripture.
Sure.
And I think it's important. I got this morning. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know. Thank you guys for praying for me. But this is what God gave me. And by the way, I don't just open my Bible and put my finger on it. If that works for you, it doesn't work for me. But this is what he gave me. For that you have trusted, I'll do it. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. You have said, none seeth me, thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. You're talking about a pretty arrogant group of statements there. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it rises. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. There's nothing you can do to stop it. And here's the word. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. By the grace of God, we're telling you how close that desolation is. Stand now with thine enchantments and with a multitude of thy vaccinations. Oh, that word, sorceries. Look it up. What does it mean? Oh, pharmacia. Oh, Pfizer, pharmaceutical. Oh, Moderna. Yes, I'm mocking, but no one would have thought that the prophet, the servant of God, Isaiah, would have had this at that time. So here's what he's saying, okay? And it's really easy to see it. Go ahead and stand with your enchantments and with a multitude of your sorceries, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so be, thou mayest prevail. In other words, are you going to be able to prevail with it? You are wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Now, and here's the challenge. This is the, oh Lord, help me. This is the Elijah challenge to this generation alive at this moment watching this podcast. Okay? Thou art wearied with a multitude of counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon thee. Well, I think we're, Phil, Brother Hagman, I just think we're, you know, ways away from that. No comment. Behold, those people shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, and none shall save thee. America has become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations around us. Jeremiah the prophet, 8th chapter. And there's other chapters too. But Doug, we're a hissing. We become a contempt.
Yes.
And Eric, is that the last part of that, or is there more?
That's the last part of it.
Okay. Thank you again. God bless you, Eric, for doing that. I think, Doug, that it's critical for people to understand that when you're out of time, you're out of time. When you're out of food at the grocery stores, or let's make it real, eggs, you're out of eggs. When you're out of everything, there is nothing to replace the everything that is no longer available. So, you know, Doug, you made a statement to me. It's been really stuck with me, and I want you to make, because I'll ruin it, but you said, I think, something, how can we care more for people who don't care? Is that accurate, or was there another sentence to it?
The context, we were talking about our respective platforms, and I think it was something to the effect of, you know, how is it possible that we care more for others, for their futures, for their for their salvation first, but then for their survival preparations and for their level of information more than they care for all of that themselves? I mean, that's yep. An extended version of what I said, but yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who, I'll just say this, that are information junkies. They get the information, but there's no application to that. And that's very frustrating, at least in my book.
Well, I think that's frustrating in everybody's book. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Lord Jesus Christ came and he read, stood up in the temple and read from the book of Isaiah, and he said, lo, I come in the volume of the books that is written to me to fulfill, to do thy will, to fulfill thy will, O God. Every one of us is either going to be written, and those who are redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, or we're going to end up in the book of the damned. You know, it always was amazing to me, being a film writer, researcher, author, whatever I do. The bottom line is that the Egyptian book of the dead and Jesus' words, let the dead bury the dead. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have never taken Jesus seriously, for those of you that are noticing there's empty shelves, and oh, by the way, eggs are no longer available, and if they are, they're what, $7, $8, $9 a dozen, depending on what part of the country you're in. And oh, by the way, there's no milk. Oh, and by the way, bread's $9-$10 a loaf now in some areas.
In some areas, that's right.
Yeah, in some areas. But interesting, now we've got 20 states that are going to go without fuel, gasoline, or let's do it, gasoline, diesel, and aviation fuel, and they're all red states. Gee, how does that happen? Ladies and gentlemen, war has been declared. We have to fight the principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in the power of the Lord's might. We can't do it in our own. We have to fight those in our own government prayerfully. Now, I want to make this clear. I'm saying that we have to pray imprecatory prayer. That's when you're asking God to take out his enemies and your enemies. I want to make it clear. We have to fight false brethren. We have to fight those who absolutely would do everything to send more people to hell, because hell is enlarging itself. The Word of God states that. And Doug, the most, how do I say this, difficult concept for me to understand in relationship to hell and World War III. And by the way, it's on our oceans. It's on our oceans.
Yes.
Is this. How many people will go into hell thinking they had more time? They had more time. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a treat. Those of you who can sign up for private briefings, please do. And again, I don't need to go into how much it costs to do that. But just what you're going to hear about the third secret of Fatima, I guarantee you, is not in what's been released from the Vatican. I guarantee it.
Okay, is now the time, because you want me to remind you about that. Would now be a good time to remind you about that? The third secret of Fatima?
Yeah. And by the way, if Eric can pull up that image from Raiders of the Lost Ark, I want you to understand Zechariah 14:12. So the situation with the third secret of Fatima, thank you, Doug, is the fact that it relates to Russia having gone from communism, rejection of God, to embracing the living God and embracing the gospel once again, and the West going the other way. Someone said, you know, in God we trust was when God blessed the nation. Now it's in Satan we war. And what's really important, I think people understand, is this. When you get President Putin, and I say this, God bless him for standing for the family. Well, you shouldn't say that. You must be a commie sympathizer. No. When that nation does that which is right in the sight of the Lord, God will bless that nation for that. He does. When God says he wants just measures, and just measures are being reintroduced by the president of Russia, meaning value, commodities for value established on agreed values, those are just measures. But when you have the situation of the U.S. dollar dying, and it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's being repulsed. Every number you hear officially of trillions, even quadrillions, way, way less than that's real. The bottom line is we are insolvent as a nation. But more importantly, without Jesus Christ, we are bankrupt in the Lamb's Book of Life. I am tired of the Ichabodites. That's a hard word. Ichabod, I-T-E-S. Ichabodites. I try and say that fast, Doug, you know? And again, the thing that's important that people understand is the glory. People didn't have to say, I'm an Afro-American, I'm an Asian-American, Japanese-American, whatever word they put in front of it, you know? It was always, I was an American. And the American brought in a homogeneity of the values, the hope, the opportunity. It's all gone now, ladies and gentlemen. The middle class is destroyed. I can't tell you how long I've been warning about that the middle class would cease to exist. And at 35% inflation, real simple, you cannot get, especially as a retiree, unless you take a whole nother job, and that's given if there are any, but you cannot live on 35% inflation rate and maintain the same lifestyle. This whole thing is to deny you, the Americans, who have built what you have built, that when we were a God-fearing nation, people looked on us and said, wow, What makes that country different? Now, let me ask you this. What do people see when they look at the United States of America? Well, they see pornography. They see the LGBTQ, XYZ, go on into the alphabets and even probably some of the symbols that, you know, are of the 500,000 that we're processing in the background, meaning the Glyph Project. And you know, Doug, here's where we're at, and this is critical. I don't know that I have much longer, because I'm not saying I'm going to die. I mean, that's in the Lord's hand. Or you know you have much longer. But alternative news and these platforms, whether it's Alex, whether it's Mike Adams, whether it's Dan Bongino, whether anybody who's telling the truth is going to be taken off of some way or the other. So I want people to understand something. Probably one of the best scenes of nuclear war in the Zechariah 14:12. And maybe we can put that up. But Eric, will you play that short segment from Raiders of the Lost Ark? People have got to see this, because without it, they don't understand what's at stake.
This is a hell of a...
That should get people's attention. Again, Zechariah 14:12 talks exactly about that. That this is the plague that the Lord will, thank you, Eric. Again, thank you. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. That could not help and happen at the time of just Jerusalem's position in history. It had to happen now. And if any of you have ever seen the first Terminator movie, there's a scene in there where Sarah Connor is watching. This is important. I'm not trying to give a movie review, but she's looking at her own life, and she's looking at her life from being in the future coming back. And that's one of the most horrific, I would say, this presentations of the same Zechariah 14:12. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in the time period where this stuff is real. So Doug, you and I we talked, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, but not before the show, but we were both, I think, is this a fair statement? Astonished, amazed, or concerned at the cavalier attitude of, like, you know, in essence, well, World War III, no big deal, because it's only going to happen over there, and I can continue to play my video games. No, you can't. There's no power. Well, I can continue to this, that, or the other thing. No, you can't. There's no power. And so, excuse me, the thing that I think people have got to understand, and they've really got to understand it, is the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about a potential for nuclear war. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Eric. Please watch this. Gentlemen, this is what we're facing. This isn't to scare anybody. Listen, anybody who sees what's going on with their life, that sees the future of their children being murdered before their eyes, six-month-old babies dying because they give them, 20-some or 5 vaccines, whatever the number, women aborting, spontaneously aborting, all because of the pharmacies and the sorceries of what we showed you in the promise of the Word of God, Isaiah. Now, Doug, this just came in, okay? 2 Satan II missiles, each with 4 MIRV hypersonic delivery warheads, have been moved to the border area, heavily guarded, complete with their Pantsir and S-400 SAM systems. When launched, they are 30 seconds from launch to attack, to impact for 8 MIRV warheads, which will totally obliterate Berlin and most of Germany, including the huge NATO U.S. airbase. But that's not all. Wait. I mean, it's almost like a TV commercial, okay? That same thing is targeted on Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
That same thing is targeted on France. That same thing is targeted against NATO. And ladies and gentlemen, the idea that Russia's running out of armaments. No, no. Because if you think about it, if you want to draw the enemy's weapons into the battle and you bring their, let's say, first-tier weapons in, and you get them to use up their first-tier weapons against second- or third-tier old tanks, old this, old that, that's probably, in military thinking, that's a pretty bright move. And so if you're reserving the final, and this is interesting, American disappeared, Doug, and it's not the end of the world. I want to make sure everybody understands. We're not talking about the end of the world. We're talking about the end of the United States.
Yes.
We're talking about the end of the Western world that is provocatively trying to push Russia, because the devil wants one thing, and that's the Luciferians don't care how many people die. They only care that everyone dies. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I think that's an important statement you made. I believe America has already been captured from within. I think what you said, I don't have to repeat what you said, but I think that the U.S. pretty much, what do we export aside from child sex slaves, human slaves, and pornography and debauchery and all of that stuff that really must hack off God Almighty. And that's not a, believe me, that's, I don't want to make light of that. I'm saying that, you know, it's got to make God angry. So, you know, I can see where this would happen. And Europe is cooked. By the way, when you mention NATO, what's NATO? Donald Trump pointed this out, to his credit. NATO is the United States. In terms of funding, in terms of weapons proliferation to Europe, Europe is going to be cooked because of what the U.S. is pushing them to do. So you've been absolutely right this whole time. So go ahead.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, how long do we have?
We have got, let me do the math here, 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Interesting. 7 minutes. We're pleading for your lives. We're pleading for those of us who have the peace of God, because Jesus is the peace of God. I want to give a word. The word that I got this morning is, tell my people, utter desolation. Desolation is coming to their nation. I will preserve the lives of my remnant. I will move in the miraculous realm. Call my people to me. I don't know how to make it any plainer. Do I really believe the Russians have just shut down the entire East Coast radar for 34 seconds? Absolutely. I mean, I used to be able to do it in my head, but 34 seconds, if it's 60 seconds, that means those people have 15 seconds to live in D.C. and New York. Russia's on a 1 minute or less launch command. That means from the time the order is given, they've already got their targets. That's the keyboard where the targets are at. The United States has 500 kiloton warheads on the B-52s when they're loaded, headed to Europe. Okay. Russians have 5 megatons. A megaton is 1 million tons of TNT. And look, ladies and gentlemen, it's not propaganda. You don't go to a fight. You don't start walking up against an M134 minigun and you basically have a six shooter with blanks. You're going to die. But you've got to understand, you, me, we, our children, our grandchildren have been absolutely pledged to Lucifer by those who have destroyed the U.S. military from within. Those who have borne false witness against not only the people of God, the living God, but have sided with Lucifer in their oaths, in their blood sacrifices, and in their cannibals. And we are a cannibal nation. Go ahead, Doug.
No, you're exactly right. And I don't want to seem obtuse, but I just want to make sure, from your macro vision, the bottom line here, one of the most important things that we are witnessing as a nation and as a world population is the globalists taking us into this hot war that really began in Ukraine. That's what I'm hearing. That's the bottom line. That's the sacrificing of souls to Lucifer, to Satan, and condemning them to hell to shorten the time for salvation. This is what I'm hearing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
You know, Doug, one of the things that's really interesting, and when I say interesting, that's really not the best word. That basically should be motivationally frightening, is that people who wait and see, I'd remind you of those two images that Eric just put up from both the Terminator and Raiders of the Lost Ark. I would remind people that everybody who thinks they have another day, a lot of people who thought they would have tomorrow died today and will die today just from normal causes.
Sure.
A lot of people who hoped to have a family someday, to have a job, to basically raise a family. You can't when your wife has been vaccinated, double, triple boosted, whatever, and she's spontaneously aborting anytime you want to have a child. Or you bring a beautiful, gorgeous little child, creating the image of living God. He comes in the world. He's just the most gorgeous little person. And God gave you, human being, and me, human being, contrary to public belief, I still am one. The point is, the ability to procreate. That means to take the very life that God gave us and reproduce it through the biological marriage of a man and a woman. Now you're seeing the stories, I warned about it. I hate it, but I warned about it, where children will not be born naturally. They'll be born in pods, or what I called incubatoriums. And ladies and gentlemen, I had grown men who were paid assassins who basically could not come to Jesus but weeping and talking about what's already been created in those labs. Doug, one of the things I think that's really, really critical, the most critical thing, is if you're hearing about AI and ChatGPT or ChatGP, and you're seeing what they're releasing, you have no idea what exists beyond that.
Amen.
Nor do I, unless someone tells me. But and Jesus said, and I've used this so many times, if I've told you earthly things, but my name is Steve, and you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? And I want everybody to think about that who claims to be a Christian, okay? And are you ashamed of Jesus? Then you better check the box saying eternal life uncertain, because Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father which is in heaven. You don't give, and Lord, I don't mean this, but I've seen people do this, give a nod. You know, they'll talk to me, they'll go, you know, the big guy upstairs.
Ooh.
Yeah. I believe that the shallowness and the tragedy of the Christian outreach at this point in history, that it's the pukes in the pulpit that caused the death of America because they forgot God. And woe unto that nation that forgets God. And ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end. We are a nation under judgment, but you personally don't need to be, because you can be set free and you can have peace, because Jesus Christ loves you. And he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Doug, blessings to you.
Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, my best buddy. I'll tell you what, you were on fire today. I thank you so much. Have a good day, sir. That'll do it for us. Have a great day.